as some people call that, God's country. Yeah, I had a story about the prairie dogs. Last time I was out to the Badlands in South Dakota, I was talking to a young lady there. She was fantastic. She was, I don't know, in her late 20s. And she had never stopped there. She grew up not 50 miles from the Badlands and had never been to the actual park her entire life. But she was cutting across to meet her uncle over in Wyoming. And I said, well, what are you going to do over there? What do you mean? Oh, we're going to shoot prairie dogs. And I said, really? She says, oh, yeah, and the same deal you're talking about. You know, the farmers, the ranchers, they want you to. They won't quite pay you to come in, but they won't charge you either. They'll just, you know. And I said, well, you just take a .22 and fling them. She goes, oh, no, 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 no. She says, we take something bigger. We kind of like to watch them explode. Thought that's kind of crude, but then I was talking to a rancher. About a week later, I was up in central South Dakota talking to one of the ranchers, and he started telling me all the issues that he has with cattle and horses both breaking their legs because of the stupid prairie dogs. And I thought, well, okay, so that, you know, that just brings that all together, and now the whole thing makes sense.
That's I was given woodchucks on a ranch up here by Crystal Creek, the Crystal Lake or whatever, this campground up here out in the Thom. Nice little campground too, good fishing. Anyways, it was about a 250-acre ranch. Oh, and I was trapping them and trapping them and trapping them, and you just can't get rid of them all. And they're just like a big fat prairie dog, but the prairie dogs got some kind of herpes virus that's spreading through their little colonies, and I suppose it'll slow them down for a while, but it eats them up. It's like an elephant man disease they end up getting from it. But that's slowing them down a little bit, so those guys are probably losing less livestock and horses out there. But, you know, it's horrific thinking you'd have to put a horse down because you're not going to keep a horse off of a broken leg.